Rebecca in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. Pleasure to talk to you. Well, I've got a story about a friend of mine that believes about 32 years ago this happened, that she and her husband saw an apparition in the middle of the night. And we lived in an apartment building, and they lived right next door to me, apartments side by side. And one morning she came over, and she was visibly shaken, and she asked me, "Did you smell anything burning during the night?" And I said, no, what's going on? And she said that she and her husband were woken up in the middle of the night by a smell of something really bad burning.
Wait, I'm getting a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, well, they jumped up out of bed and headed towards the hallway to, exit out of the apartment, supposedly. And she said as they got into the hallway, they saw a really large, kind of tall, dark figure. And she said she felt a great sense of evil and harm at that time. And she said that they're both of Hispanic descent, Catholic, very devout Catholic. And they fell to their knees. And she said they started praying and they were crying. And she said that all of a sudden it just disappeared. Well, she said earlier that day they were unfortunately in some financial troubles. And her husband had said that he would sell his soul to the devil to help them get out of their financial bind.
Oh, my God.
And she was convinced that the devil had come to collect. So
never,
I still
ever,
killed.
Ever say anything like
never,
that.
Never, no. No, I said you never say anything like that.
I certainly appreciate your call. I think that once you make such a deal, whether you say it out loud or just think it, that the deal is done. I don't think there's any going back or canceling deals of that sort. I really don't. I think that's we'll just leave it alone.